You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Welcome, welcome back. So in this episode, we are going to be talking about downtime. The time when the show is over. We've been working on it for anywhere from a year or more or less. And we're looking for that next gig. I talked to a lot of people about this, and like, we go through this depression, this withdrawal of not being with these people. And I say people because sometimes it's like a good people and sometimes it's bad people. So it's just like people. And it can really get stressful. You know, you don't know your next job. We're, you know, we're in the, you know, what do? Our, this is helpful. We are freelancers. Oh my God, it took me that long for freelancers. So we're freelancers and we're really trying to, you know, be booked all the time, try to get to the next level and, you know, not kill anybody and do some, you know, of course, amazing artwork. Or we just have jobs that just to pay the bills. But after that show closes, you know, we kind of get that like, I'm never going to work again. I know I get that a couple times. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God. You know, and you send your resume out and it's like the middle of winter and you're like, who the hell is starting a show right now besides like indies and all that? And No, Daddy can't do that. But like, you know, you're trying to be productive and like rest. A, you know, you need to take a couple days to rest and get back to normal because you're on that stupid schedule where you just give your life to them for this movie that'll come out, you know, in like 3 years. And everyone will be working on it and they'll forget about you. That's how it works. Unless you keep reminding them. Some things to do, get a hobby. Hobbies are really fun. I know I'm a workaholic, so don't really, yeah, take things like a grain of salt. These are definitely not things that I do. These are things that other people have done in between shows that make them a little bit more sane. I just work. You know, once a show closes, I'll leave my kit in the car and I'll come home to my studio and just start working on some wigs. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yep. So, you know, you want to just try to get back to normal life. If that's like getting a massage, which hopefully you're doing massages during your run too, on the weekends when you do have off, so you can be like normal and not like wanting to kill people. So I always do that, you know. And then I love the spa. I really do. Facials, hydrofacials. I'll go get some filler, you know, because you know it's all worn off from giving all the uh-huh faces. The what? The what you talking about? That just question mark of what? So, yeah, you got to do something for you, whether it's skiing, whether it's going on vacation, whether it's, you know, saving up for that big vacation you want to go for, or you're like me, you're just like, let's work, let's make some more wigs. You know, I'm totally a workaholic. Like right now, it's 1:30 a.m. and I am trying to stay coherent. because I've already taken my pills because I should be sleeping. But no, I'm going to do some podcasts. I hope you're enjoying them. I haven't gotten that much feedback, but I see you're watching, listening. I do hear that you're listening, which is really nice to know. But also, give me some tips, please. Oh my gosh, I'm literally here like... so let me know. I'd love to talk, as you can tell. So you know the classes are going to be totally fun that I do. They are coming up. You know, we're really trying to push the education this year, and really get people to drink the Wiganar. The Wiganar and the Wig Hackers Kool-Aid, because we are gonna rock it this year. People are gonna be sick of hearing about the Wiganars and the Wig Hackers. So be in the group, know what it's about, so that when I quiz you, you can win free shit. You know, that's really what it's gonna be. Yeah, you gotta totally do that. So check out, you know, I think by this time it should be launched. I mean, at this point, it better be launched. Check out danielcoylive.com. There you will see all of the education that I do, the books that I have, the classes that I will be doing, and my members' website. Dun, dun, dun. Hopefully you'll be getting some more emails and stuff. Make sure you subscribe. I know, it's a tough thing. Subscribe, put your email address somewhere. Put it in on that page, to be honest, so you can really get the updates on everything. Yeah, so go to danielcoylive.com and get immersed in the wig lifestyle. All right, guys, it's been a pleasure, as always. I wish I could kind of talk to someone. Maybe I'll start doing some interviews during my podcast. Maybe we'll have to do that. All right. It's been a great night, and I will talk to you soon. So keep killing it like you always do. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.